the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I would like to wish each and every one of you a very blessed Easter and really a truly blessed year, the rest of your life, every single day, to improve, to draw closer to God. As I mentioned a few times during the Lenten season, the quote from St. Augustine's Confession, I have loved thee late, my God, but I love thee now, and I strive to love thee more and more every day. This is to become the motto, if you will, the lifelong goal of each and every one of us. And when I wish us a blessed Easter, I am wishing that we will take each day and grow closer to God, reach higher to do more. In today's epistle, St. Paul tells us that we have put off the old leaven and we have become a new dough. We've become a new creature. And as this new creature, there's no going back for us. It is only forward. We have, you might say, just finished the great reset. During this Lenten season, we've put off the fashions of the world, the cares of the world, the appetites of the world. We've set all of that behind us. Now we look forward. It's not time to go back to the old ways before it was, before Lent began. It's time for us to go forward, to improve upon the life that we had before Lent began, before our Lenten penances washed away our sins, brought us closer to Christ. It's not time now to turn around and go back, to return to the way we were before. No, this great reset is to put us, you might say, in a different step than the rest of the world. We follow the beat of a different drummer than the rest of the world. We are no longer to be affected by the fashions and the mores of the world around us, but we are to follow, you might say, the fashion of Christ, the mores of Christ, the life of Christ. This is the example held out before us. And with this, our desire should be to draw closer to God, to love God more today than I loved him yesterday, to love him more tomorrow than I love him today, to be better today than I was yesterday. There's really no settling in. There's going to be, in the spiritual life, no real comfort zone. We never reach a plateau where we say, it is enough. I've done the bare minimum. I've done what I need to do. It is enough, and now I can relax. And our Lord has given us many parables suggesting that. Remember the rich man who laid up stores of wheat in his barns, had his old barns filled. He tore them down, built bigger ones, filled them up. Now I can sit back and take my ease. And he is a fool, because that very day his soul was going to be required of him. And when God examines his soul, is he going to ask how much wheat he had stored away? That's not important. He's going to ask, have you loved me? Do you love me? Where do you stand with me? What treasures have you laid up in heaven? And so I encourage us this Lenten season, this Easter season, it is truly a time to rejoice. Not so much because our penances are over, but because we have taken a step closer to Christ. We have advanced in the spiritual life. The life of Christ has been renewed in us. It's taken birth, it's taken root, and now we are to begin again on the next level, just a little bit higher. And I know Especially among young people, we want to know just how much do I have to do? What's the least that I can get by with? And after I accomplish that, I've got another goal. I get it when the young people tell me, oh, I've studied the catechism. I finished catechism number one. And then you give me catechism number two, and I finish that one. And then you give me catechism number three, and I finish that one. And you give me catechism number four. When will this end? When will I know enough about God? When will I know enough about my faith? I already know the Ten Commandments. I know the seven sacraments. I know the Apostles' Creed. Isn't that enough? I'm tired. And I feel your pain. But it's not enough. And if you look at each of those catechisms, they are all the same. Each one just simply goes into more detail than the one before. The outline is basically the same. It's over and over again. And yes, it gets boring, but there's something new in each one. There's something new for us to discover, something new for us to learn about ourselves. And I see our life here on earth. It's not just to get through with the minimum, or to get into purgatory by the skin of our teeth, or to get that last place in purgatory. That's not our goal. Our goal is to reach the highest place we can in heaven. If we love God, we want to reach the nearest that we can get, not the farthest away. I often told an elderly gentleman in Rochester, New York, who told me, oh, Father, I just want to get in to the last place in purgatory. That's my goal. And I said to him, if that's your goal, you're going to end up in hell. The hunters might appreciate when you shoot an arrow. Do you shoot the arrow straight for the target, or do you aim just a little bit higher, knowing that gravity will pull it down? You set your sights just above, depending on your distance from the target, knowing that gravity will pull the arrow down, and then you can hit your mark. If you aim straight for the mark, gravity will pull it down and you will miss the mark. And the same is true in the spiritual life. Don't aim for that last place in purgatory, because the world, your fallen nature, the devil, this gravity is going to pull you down, and you're going to miss it. And if you miss that last place in purgatory, you're lost forever. God doesn't want us to do just the bare minimum. He doesn't want us to get in by the skin of our teeth. He loves us. He wants us to aim for the highest place possible for us. He wants us to become saints. He wants us to do our best and to strive to love him more and more every day. The minimum is never enough. The minimum is never good enough. Have we done our best? Could we do better? And I am certain that if we honestly examine ourselves, especially in the spiritual life, we can say, I guess I could have done better. I could have paid more attention. I could have had more devotion. I could have prayed better. Just last week, I spoke to a lady on the phone. She wanted to say some prayers for me. What can I say for you? And she says many rosaries every day. She says many different novenas. And I said, just say one Our Father for me, but I have a requirement for you. I want you to say it as devoutly as you possibly can. God is not interested in quantity. God is interested in quality. Quantity is a thing of this earth. Quantity is a thing of the devils. And we're interested in more and more and more quantitatively. God is interested in quality. I believe it was St. Teresa of Avila said that one drop of sanctity is worth more than a whole ocean of mediocrity. One little ounce of devotion is worth so much more than hundreds, thousands of novenas and Hail Marys and rosaries. I want us to do better. And doing better doesn't really mean doing more. It means doing what we do better than we've done it before. We don't need to keep multiplying things. We just need to do better what God has called us upon to do. And this is the reset I'm looking for. This is what I'm wishing for you this Easter season and the rest of your life. Is this transformation in your outlook towards your soul, towards eternity, and your outlook, your consideration for the fashions of this world? They're out of step. They're out of synchronization with God's will. And our whole goal in the Catholic faith is to resynchronize ourselves with God's will, God's plan. And that's what the season of Lent is about. This is what we are beginning, the season of Easter, as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. We are to be spiritually resurrected. We've put off the old dough, the old leaven. We've become a new dough, a new creature in Christ, a new leaven, where the grace of God, the life of Christ, is dwelling within our souls and is transforming us. It's not a time to go back to the way things were. It's time to reach higher, to reach for heaven. And it is not as boring as we think when we were children, going through our catechism. This is boring. This is repetition. There is so much. There's no end. We're no longer interested in quantity. We're now looking for quality. We're not interested in our children getting to the end of the catechism book so they can say, I finished that. I can recall a few years ago, one of our instructors that we have here saying, what is our goal? In this catechism class, what is our goal? What is our purpose? And I think, yes, that's a good question to ask ourselves. Is our goal simply to get through this book by the end of the year in so many lessons, so many courses? No, that's not my goal. That's not what I want our instructor's goal to be. Our goal is to turn these little children into saints. Our goal is to instill in their hearts a love for God, a love of their faith, a desire to reach higher, to do more not quantitatively, but to do more qualitatively, to love more than they have done before. And the love of God is hand in hand with knowledge. The more we know of God, the more we love him. The more we know and love him, the more we serve him. The more we serve him, the more we love him. And this is a self-perpetuating cycle which keeps repeating over and over again. And it will only stop when we leave this world. But it is a beautiful cycle that we should strive to foster and nurture so that we reach that place in heaven that God has destined for us, that place that he is calling us to. Aim high, aim as high as your mind and your heart can take you, and keep reaching for that goal. Yes, it's always going to be out of reach while you're on this earth. It's always just a bit further. But don't give up. Don't lose hope. With the grace of God, we can all reach that goal. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.